Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Keough. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Juan Rios. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Nelson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Roger Nelson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Winn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Winn. And now, play ball. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough strikes out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball four. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkpatrick. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Knoop applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to second. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May who is chasing the ball. Martinez reaches third base with a triple. Piniella goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hermann fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hermann. Martinez scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Royals. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios strikes out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first, with Winn covering, for the out. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. Berry reaches second base with a double. Knoop goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Royals. Billy Winn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Winn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkpatrick for the out. Schall moves to second. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver is hit by the pitch. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 0-for-1 in the game. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a line drive towards right. Kirkpatrick catches it and throws to first to double up Melton. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-2 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Shaw. Berry moves to second. Billy Winn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winn is 0-for-1 in the game. Winn bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Nelson. Berry scores. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Martinez strikes out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 0-for-2 in the game. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barry who is chasing the ball. Hernandez reaches third base with a triple. Rios goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Royals. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knoop bunts in front of the plate. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to second. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Billy Winn. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. Pafletic reaches second base with a double. Bradford scores. It's Royals, 3, White Sox, 3. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pafletic scores. McCraw moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Carlos May now playing left field. Don Pafletic now catching. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-3 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keough moves to second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Ed Kirkpatrick. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keogh scores. It's Royals, 4, White Sox, 4. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Hawk Taylor now playing right field. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Shaw. Hopkins moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton bunts towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Hopkins moves to third. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rios hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Rios reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hernandez is walked intentionally. Jerry Adair pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is hit by the pitch. Rios moves to third. Hernandez moves to second. Jim Rooker pinch runs for Jerry Adair. Joe Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it and throws to home to get Rios. Hernandez moves to third. Rooker moves to second. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Drago now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry strikes out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pafletic takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held pinch runs for Don Pafletic. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. May is walked intentionally. Aparicio moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-4 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Held scores. Aparicio moves to third. May moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.